When Colorado voters legalized recreational marijuana in 2012, advocates said it would wipe out the underworld of drug dealers. But in the past few months, Fort Collins police have seized hundreds of illegally grown marijuana plants. As KUNC's Esther Honig reports, the black market is now so big it's stealing business from legal cannabis sellers.
Scott Brady quickly slides open a heavy wooden door, leading to his greenhouse. Inside are bright lights, whirring fans.
So these ones right here, they'll all be coming down tomorrow.
And dozens of marijuana plants, heavy with big green buds.
It almost makes your mouth start to water and such. It looks so good, right? That's that bag appeal we're looking for.
Brady manages Smokey's 420, a dispensary and grow house in Weld County. The company has spent years perfecting their growing technique, like using beneficial insects instead of harsh chemicals.
So it became very important for us to really embrace creating the most natural, most compliant product that we could.
With more dispensaries in Colorado than Starbucks and McDonald's combined, Brady says it's important that Smokey's stand out among the competition. But there's one competitor they can't beat back so easily.
Each time somebody in the black market sells a gram, they're taking it right out of my people's pockets at the end of the day.
Without all the state regulations like product testing, licensing, and a 15% tax, illegal marijuana growers have an economic advantage. George Brockler is the attorney for Colorado's 18th Judicial District.
Look, I've only been doing this for 25 years, and I have never seen the black market as robust and as complicated and as expertly cultivated as this one right now.
It's hard to say just how big the illegal market is, but Brockler points to the growing number of cases his office sees. There's been 51 this year, including one of the biggest on record, where 80,000 plants were seized, worth potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these massive operations hide in quiet suburbs.
These guys will go out into these neighborhoods in a way we've never seen before, either rent or buy for cash. Sometimes they do it with the wink, wink, nudge, nudge of the homeowner. And they will turn these things into very professional, high-grade grows.
The end product is typically transported to states like Florida and Texas, where Colorado weed has its own brand recognition and sells for 3 to 4 times the local price. It's a lucrative gig.
Who wouldn't do that all day long? That beats driving for Domino's. That beats Uber.
So what's the most effective way to thwart the illegal market? Brockler says more states could choose to legalize marijuana. And he's not alone in that opinion.
The biggest threat, I think, is also a positive thing, and I think it's legalization.
That's Lloyd. We're using his middle name to conceal his identity because he spent the last 14 years working in the illegal marijuana market.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a concierge.
He says he puts illegal growers in Colorado in touch with buyers, mainly in the Bible Belt.
Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, anywhere where marijuana is not tolerated at all is where usually the price is going to be the highest.
Colorado, he says, is a trafficker's dream for its central location. But even now, as more states legalize, there are 11 plus the District of Columbia. Lloyd says it's become less profitable than it once was.
And I've seen a lot of my peers have to actually, you know, succumb to getting a 9-to-5.
But it's not harmless. The Drug Enforcement Agency stresses that the state's illegal marijuana market is often linked to more nefarious criminal organizations. Lloyd, for example, currently faces human trafficking charges.
I don't think those guys understand the damage that they do to our industry.
Back inside a legal marijuana grow, Scott Brady says people like Lloyd give legitimate businesses like his a bad reputation, and they divert sales because illegal weed is also sold in Colorado.
If people can go next door and get it from somebody else for same price or maybe even cheaper, they're going to do that.
Last year, legal marijuana sales in Colorado hit $1.5 billion. And if it weren't for the black market, it might have been even more. Esther Honig, KUNC.